KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, checking the Drake Relays High School qualifying list, that was announced over the weekend. The Drake Relays will run their high school events this Thursday through Saturday at the meet in Des Moines. Among the local boys qualifiers in the 100-meter dash, Sam Kreppel of Shenandoah, Jake Rogers of Lewis Central, Hooch Johnson of St. Albert, and Blake Beamer of Denison all will run. Jay Wolf of Creston will run the 800 meters this week. The 110-meter hurdles will see Austin Conzer of Underwood and Dane Cruz of Glenwood participate. Tucker Culjet of St. Albert will run the 400 hurdles. Teams from Lewis Central, Glenwood, Thomas Jefferson, and Shenandoah will run in the 4x100-meter relay. Also, Glenwood qualified both their 4x2 and 4x400-meter boys relay teams. Creston has their 4x800-meter relay team, and Carroll has their shuttle hurdle relay team in the meet this week. In the field events on the boys' side, Parker Powers of Fremont Mills will participate in the high jump. Colby Rattenberg of Audubon and Ja'Kai Gregory of Thomas Jefferson will participate in the long jump. In the discus, Colton Tracy of Abe Lincoln and Jacob Barents of Lewis Central will participate, and Barents also will throw the shot at Drake this week. On the girls' side, Rebecca Topham of Griswold will have a very busy week at Drake again this year. She qualified in four different events, the 800 meters, the 1500 meters, the 3000 meters, as well as the 400 meter hurdles. She'll be running in all four of those events this week at Drake. Also, Katie Trecker of Carroll will run in the 100-meter hurdles. Glenwood, Clarinda, Harlan, Carroll, Thomas Jefferson, and Tri-Center have their 4x100-meter relay teams at the meet. Harlan's 4x200-meter relay team will also participate on the girls' side. And in the field events, Danny McCorkle of Adair Casey and Morgan Cullen of Carroll will participate in the high jump. Lauren Janning of Carroll in the discus, and J.C. Embry and Megan Anderson of Jason Embry of Glenwood and Megan Anderson of Woodbine will participate in the shot put event at Drake. Again, the Drake relays this weekend. High school events running from Thursday through Saturday at the Big Blue Oval. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Denard Span hit a sacrifice fly in the ninth inning in the Washington Nationals, with Bryce Harper back in the lineup, rallied past the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 yesterday. The Nationals loaded the bases in the ninth against Seth Maness when Danny Espinosa singled with one out for his third hit. Jose Lobaton singled through the right side of the infield, and pinch hitter Nate McLeod walked. In his second game since being activated from the 7-day disabled list following a concussion, Span lofted a fly to left field. Espinosa easily beat the throw from John Jay, who shifted over from right field as St. Louis used a 5-man infield. Harper started in left field and went 1-for-4 with his first stolen base of the season. The two-time All-Star was pulled from the game a day earlier for what manager Matt Williams called a lack of hustle. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Mets beat Atlanta in 14 innings, 4-3. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh in 14 innings, 3-2. Cincinnati topped Chicago 8-2. L.A. over Arizona 4-1. Philadelphia beat Colorado 10-9. San Francisco over San Diego 4-3. In the American League, Phil Hughes ended a personal losing streak that dated to last July, pitching into the seventh inning yesterday, helping the Twins top the Kansas City Royals 8-3 to avoid a three-game sweep. Hughes, who signed a $24 million three-year deal in December, allowed an RBI single to Omar Infante in the fifth and a two-run homer to Alcides Escobar in the seventh, while winning for the first time in 17 appearances. He had lost eight games since that victory on July 2nd. That loss ended Kansas City's five-game winning streak. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Cleveland beat Toronto 6-4, Detroit over L.A. 2-1. It was the Yankees over Tampa Bay in 12 innings, 5-1. Chicago beat Texas 16-2. Oakland over Houston 4-1. Boston beat Baltimore 6-5. In interleague play, it was Miami over Seattle by a final of 3-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Round Rock topped the Iowa Cubs 6-0. Omaha needed 10 innings to beat Nashville by a 7-6 final. In other baseball news, New York Yankees right-hander Ivan Nova has a partial tear of the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow and was placed on the 15-day disabled list. The Yankees also reinstated first baseman Mark Teixeira from the 15-day DL. 3 weeks into the season, the New York Mets are trying their third closer. Mets manager Terry Collins says he is promoting setup man Kyle Farnsworth to the ninth inning role in place of struggling right-hander Jose Valverde, who's given up four home runs in his last three outings. L.A. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw threw a simulated game Sunday and reported no discomfort after topping out at 90 miles an hour. Kershaw, who was on the disabled list for the first time in his seven-year career, threw a combined total of 50 pitches from the windup and from the stretch. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In the NBA playoffs yesterday, LeBron James scored 27 points, and the Miami Heat continued their bid for a three-peat by topping Charlotte 99-88 in the opener of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal round series. Game two will be in Miami on Wednesday. In San Antonio, the Spurs trailed by 10 in the fourth quarter, their playoff opener, before scoring the next 15 points in a 90-85 triumph over Dallas. Game two is Wednesday in San Antonio. Washington pulled off a surprise in Chicago as the Wizards rallied from 13 points down to beat the Bulls 102-93 in game one of that first round series. Game two will be in Chicago on Tuesday. Portland opened its playoff schedule by rallying from a 13-point fourth quarter deficit to beat the Rockets 122-120 in overtime at Houston. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 46 points and had 18 rebounds. Houston will host game two on Wednesday. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins and the Philadelphia Flyers were able to even their Stanley Cup first-round series at a game each. Justin Florek and Riley Smith scored 3:07 apart to give the Bruins a 2-0 lead midway through the first period in a 4-1 victory over Detroit. The series shifts to Detroit for Game 3 on Tuesday. The Flyers spotted the Rangers an early 2-0 lead before posting a 4-2 victory that takes away home ice advantage from New York. Game 3 will be in Philadelphia on Tuesday. San Jose took a 2-0 lead in its series as seven different Sharks scored over the final two periods of a 7-2 romp over Los Angeles. The teams will head to L.A. for Game 3 on Tuesday. Montreal owns a commanding 3-0 series lead after Rene Bork, Brendan Gallagher, and Thomas Plekanec scored in the Canadiens' 3-2 victory over Tampa Bay. Canadiens can wrap up that series at home on Tuesday. In golf, Matt Kuchar overcame a four-stroke deficit to finally finish on top when his stunning chip-in on the 18th hole gave him a 64 and a victory at the RBC Heritage. Kuchar was four shots behind Luke Donald at the start, but made that up with seven birdies on his first 10 holes. John Hugh and Ben Martin tied for third. Miguel Angel Jimenez is a winner in his first start on the Champions Tour, finishing two shots ahead of Bernard Langer at the Greater Gwinnett Championship. Jimenez closed with a 67 for a 14-under total, becoming the third player to lead from start to finish in his debut on the 50-and-over tour. That win comes just a week after he finished fourth at the Masters. Iowa recruiting coordinator Eric Johnson is leaving the program after 15 seasons with the Hawkeyes. Coach Kirk Ferentz announced Johnson's sudden departure on Saturday, saying he left to pursue a career opportunity outside of football. Johnson spent the past 10 years coordinating Iowa's recruiting efforts. Johnson, who has been with Ferentz since 1999, also worked with Iowa's defensive line the past two seasons. Johnson says his tenure in Iowa was a great time in his family's life, and he added that Ferentz was the best teacher and leader that he's ever been around. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.